Welcome to the Single Well Podcast. My name is Dr. Mila, and I am a family doctor turned wellness transformation coach. I created the Single Well for Christian single women and moms who want to learn how to simply incorporate wellness practices into their daily lives. After having a baby, getting divorced, and years of struggling with weight gain and declining health, I went searching for a natural weight loss solution. But instead, I discovered that true health was found in leveraging my spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, and relational wellness. Listen in to gain the tools and mindset to start developing your own unique wellness strategy. Let's do this! Please note, the information shared on the Single Well Podcast is meant for informational purposes only and is not meant to replace the advice of your personal physician or healthcare practitioner. Please consult your personal medical professional before embarking on or implementing anything discussed on the podcast. Hello there. This is the final episode in the series for changing your lifestyle. We did desiring change, we did envisioning change, and now we're going to talk about deciding to change. And we're right up against the start of the growth without gain challenge, and I hope you've already signed up. If not, there will still be an opportunity to do so, and you can find the link to that in the show notes. I am super excited for this challenge. I think this will be epic for most people that join. I think you will have some life-changing perspectives. Things will look a bit different when it comes to wellness after you do this challenge, so I hope you will join that. We're starting the groups and everything here shortly, and so you will really, really enjoy the Growth Without Gain Challenge. But we are talking about change in the sense of really getting mentally prepared for this challenge, because I really don't see it as a challenge in the sense of, you know, oh, let's see if you can do this for 21 days and then you can stop. I see this as the beginning of the rest of your life. You're starting to make some tangible changes, do some things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, and then carry those things on forward after this challenge and be able to really feel like, wow, I did something for me and it stuck. And now I'm able to build on. It's kind of like the beginning of a snowball. You start to add on and build momentum and just continue doing the things that we're doing in this challenge. And so that is the purpose of the Growth Without Gain Challenge. But you know, that involves a decision to change. You know, we talked about desiring change and what's underlying that, having a solid why. And then we talked about envisioning change and really making a vision, seeing what you want in the future, seeing that why, and really tangibly making it a part of your brain, really writing it down, doing a vision board, whatever it takes to see the change and really understand what you have to do for that, to see the big thing in the future and being able to go back and take it step by step. And so when we're deciding to change, this is something that is kind of implied a lot of times with weight loss. People will say, well, I've decided that I want to change, but I just don't know how. And sometimes that can be tricky. It can be like a play on words. It's like you're kind of figuring out, you know, what you really mean there. But when I say deciding to change, you know, I don't know many people, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I don't know many people that have weight issues that have just decided they're not, you know, that they just want to be that way. They've never tried anything. They're not going to try anything. That's just not typically the case. The world makes it so. The world makes it so that most people are uncomfortable carrying excess weight. And so it's one of those things where it's like there it does have to be a decision at some point, because I remember being at that place and being at the crossroads and really thinking, like, you know, knowing kind of what to eat, but not really. And now that I know a lot more about nutrition, I know I didn't really know what to eat, but it's just, you know, feeling like I had a good grip on what to do, but just not being able to do it. And you know, I had made the decision several times, but then within a week, a month, a few months, I would be back to doing what I was doing before. And, you know, finding myself gaining weight and finding myself just not feeling well. And it was like, man, you know, I've decided several times, but I'm still in the same place. And I think what has to happen for that decision to stick is that you really have to have those things we've talked about, a really true desire for change and a why. You have to be able to fully see it. And then you make the decision and you say, no matter what, I'm not quitting. So this is when it becomes a lifestyle, right? Because when you go into a diet or a challenge, so to speak, you know, and like I said, this is a different to me. It's a challenge, but it's not something meant to last for 21 days only. This is meant to be a starting point for you. You know, you have to kind of say, okay, I'm doing this and I'm going to continue doing this no matter what. So that means even if I start and like, oh my gosh, the first day such and such happened and I had to eat this or do that, there's so much to this challenge that that is not an excuse to quit. So let's say day one, you can't work out for whatever reason, you cannot find the time to work out. Well, there's affirmations to do. There's, you know, things that you should be doing for yourself, you know, music, things like that. All of those wellness pieces, all of those self-nurturing things that we need to be doing, you can still do those other things and be successful. And so with this challenge, it's not a matter of perfection. It's not a matter of, I've got to do it this way. The other thing that will teach you is that, you know, there's going to be chaos. There's going to be things, especially if you are a single and especially a single parent, there's going to be things. There's always going to be something. If you're listening to this and you're a single parent, you know, there's always something. If you're a parent, I say that a lot, there's always something, right? There's always some fire to put out. But if we really focus on, hey, I'm going to take out of these 23 hours, these 24 hours, I'm going to let everybody else have the 23, but I'm going to take this 1 hour for myself. Guarantee your life will be different. And so we just have to get to that decision. What will get us there? What will make us say, you know what, this time I'm just going to do it. And in my mind, it's that decision not to quit. So even if you're doing a certain lifestyle, you're following the grocery list in the challenge and you're like, you know, I don't really like this food, or, you know, it's not really, I don't feel good doing this. Sometimes that's a temporary change of cutting certain things out of your diet or starting to cut back or change what you're eating. That's normal. But sometimes it really does over weeks, months. It's like, you know, I just don't know. It's not really doing what I thought it would do. So do we quit or do we tweak? Do we shift? Do we adjust? We adjust. We say, okay, in January, I did this challenge. This is what I was eating. This is what I was doing. I had some really great results with that, but now I'm finding that I'm plateauing. You know, I don't feel as good as I did in the beginning. Things aren't going as well. We need to take inventory. So am I doing it exactly the same way, or have I gotten more complacent and more comfortable and started letting things slip? Or am I really still doing this and really loving it and have added on other things, but it's just not doing what I thought it should do? It's not working for me individually. Then we've got to shift. So that's what you're going to do. Instead of saying, well, I did that for 21 days, now I'm just going to go back to doing what I was doing before. No, you're going to take from that what really helped you. If it's all of it, great. But if it's just some things, you're going to take that and if it, you know, and just build on that. You know, so let's say the only thing you get from that is, you know, I really liked those daily affirmations. Well, then carry those forward and keep doing those and then add on to that. Add on things that will nourish you, that will help you to be your best self and continue with that. That's the decision you make. That's the decision you make for success. And I'll tell you personally, that's what it was. Did I consciously make the decision at the time that this was going to be a lifestyle? No. But I'm giving you that opportunity because I realized how powerful it was when I realized this is a lifestyle. This is something I can do for a long time. I've been doing this for a while, you know, and I'm just not stopping and I'm continuing to just add on to it and adjust it as I go and I'm good, you know. And it wasn't like a white knuckle thing, like where I had to just sit there and hold on for dear life. I was just going about my life and really enjoying my new lifestyle. And when I realized it was a lifestyle, I was like, oh, this is a new way of doing things for me. This is something I can do long term. So I'm going to continue this. This is my home now. This is just what I do. It's not something I have to force myself to do. And once I made that decision one time without even realizing it, things just got better and better and better. And then when I would hit those times where it wasn't working as well, it wasn't, my body wasn't changing the way I thought it should, I had to shift. And I'll tell you, I've had to shift pretty much every year, every few months since I started. This particular year, I am home. I'm working from home. You're sitting a lot. You're inches away from your kitchen. So it's easy to go and get food just for the sake of getting food. And it's not always actually a food. A lot of times it's drinks, which is a big soapbox of mine that we snack a lot on fluids. Coffees, and in my case, bulletproof coffee and tea and these things. And some of them are fine to have in between. But I mean, we just have those things. We're snacking, you know, I have a bunch of healthy food in my house. But, you know, if I'm eating snacks all day, then I'm just constantly eating and kind of changing what I did to get where I'm at and doing unnecessary things. So it's not necessary for me to eat all day, but I'm doing that. And when I'm at home, or I'm sitting more because I'm just not quite having to move around as much because all of my work is in 2 inches in front of me. So it's one of those things where you really have to decide, this is how I want my life to be. This is what I would like to have, and to be willing to pour into that fully. And so that for me changed this year when I started working from home consistently. It was like, wow, this is different. And my body's not responding the way I wanted it to. Did I abandon the whole thing? Did I stop doing my ketogenic lifestyle, stop doing intermittent fasting? No, I just adjusted it. I adjusted it to what I felt my body felt best doing. And I've continued in that. And so that's what I want for you. It doesn't have to look the same way for you and your friends and your family. It might look totally different. In fact, a lot of people in my keto community do keto much differently. And do you have to do keto? No. It's just finding that thing that works for you, but that actually improves your health and actually helps you to be better overall. And the right lifestyle will also help you to be more mentally clear. It will help you to have more energy. You know, there's just all of these things that come with finding the thing that makes your body function the way that it is supposed to. So I'm encouraging you to make that decision today. We have about a week left before the challenge starts. If you haven't signed up already, definitely find that link in the show notes or find me on social media and sign up and just go ahead and make that choice for yourself, because now you have someone that can help you start to make those changes, that can help you guide you on starting to do these things. It's not going to be easy because there's just a shift. You know, you're not used to taking this time out and doing these things. But if you give me the chance to just give you the space to change over these next 21 days, I guarantee you will feel different coming out on the other side. You will feel more decisive. You will feel more confident because you're like, man, you know, I did this and I had help, but I did this. I had somebody in a community walking alongside me, which is key. And I did this. I made these changes. And even if I take one thing from it, I have made some tangible change that I will continue doing long term. And I'm depositing that in the bank of my health. So I encourage you to think about that. We'll be back next week to talk about the launch and how things are going. And I hope to see you in the challenge. As always, take care of you. This has been the Single Well Podcast. For more information on what you just heard, please visit us on Facebook or Instagram at The Single Well, or you can email us at thesinglewell@gmail.com.